What I need is like this. I need you to tell me. I have a list of things that are not, I think, not known halachas, which are mafurish explicit halachas, and I have a list of 20. I have to give a shia somewhere, right? And I have 20 of them, right? I have about 80 of them, but let's see how many I get through. And I need you to tell me if that's a good one or not. Okay, so that means if you didn't know any of them, you win. Right? If you knew all of them, right? You're probably me, right? If you tell me that one, don't say. That's what we need. Okay, good, good. Okay, that's that. Now, that's that. Now, actually, one thing before I begin, in this week's parasha, nothing to do with what I'm going to talk about. In this week's parasha, it'll be a riddle. In this week's parasha, is the most names of the other parshias in the Torah. Of any other parsha. Again, in this week's parsha, in the parsha, there are words which are the names of other parshas, the most of any other parsha. How many? Yes, it doesn't hurt.
12.
No.
20.
No.
10.
19.
No.
19.
No.
All of
us. No. It's amazing. Not one person got it.
3. 7.
4.
No.
100.
No.
20.
There aren't 100 parshas anti-Semite. What? What? So far, not one person said
13.
13. There are 13 names.
Sefer,
whoever gets the names, I'll give them $100 right now.
Ruby,
spot.
Sefer?
Okay, let me try.
But if you get it wrong, you're giving me 1,000.
Yes.
Oh.
Do you have 100?
Totally.
Very good. Got that one.
14?
14. Write it down. This is a good one to know. Don't write it. You write it down now if you want. I'll give it to you. Ask, but it's a good one to ask at a table. Toldos, Vayetze, Vayera, Akev, right? Yaakov Yinogapadig, Vayikra, Vayelech, Vayeshev, Achrim Mois, Re'eh, Vayigash, Vayishlach, Bracha, Sav. Kalas for present? Not bad? Right?
Accept.
That one he didn't
nice
take. Okay, that one he didn't take. Okay,
yeah,
which one's Shvach?
Bracha.
No, it's on the top. I thought it was Shvach also, but on the top of my Chumash, it doesn't say Zoysa Bracha. It says Bracha. Right? Nice try. In the Chinuch, on the top of the pages in the Chinuch, it says Bracha. Right? Fair enough? Get out. Okay, let's start. I have here a list. Let's see. I ran through Seder Shulchan Aruch. My cheshbon is that I would think that most people don't know these halachas. These halachas are mefurish halachas. No one argues on these halachas. They're mefurish in either Shulchan Aruch or Shabura. Most of them are mefurish mamish in Shulchan Aruch. I would say most people don't know them. And tell me if I'm wrong. I'd like to know, because if I'm wrong, I'll mark it off and I won't say those. The first halacha, which is mefurish halacha in Shulchan Aruch, it says, Mishabura, this one's Mishabura Sinbeis. I went, I'll say it, Mishabura. I'll say Kulas also, don't worry. Right? That's what you're about to ask. I'll say Kulas. But the Kulas come at the end. No, the Kulas come at the end. No, the Kulas come at the end. It's interesting, everybody seems to know the Kulas. I only found a few of them. Right? That no one knows. Okay? Should I do the Kulas first? But it's out of order if I do the Kulas first. Because I wanted the Kulas at the end. That way you'll forget the Chumras. Yeah. Okay, the first halacha Mishabura. Is that when you take a shower? No, first thing, you have to take a shower. When you take a shower, you have to wash your head first.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. You have to wash your head first. I did this on purpose, that this one you'll know. You have to wash your head first. You have to wash your right arms first, then your left arms, then your right legs, then your left legs. What? No, there's no washing the chest. Throw like a beer here. No, Pasha's like you. Right, left? No. Okay, that everyone knew? Okay, it's off the list. Okay, fine. Next. This one you're all going to
have. Probably people
wait, guys, you don't know me. I'm doing this on purpose so that you can feel like, you know, you can feel, I could leave it on or not? Who says I could leave it on? No. Who doesn't shower? Okay, next. You can't touch the holes in your body when you wake up in the morning. You all know that, right? You all know that.
I did not know that.
Right? Yeah. It's off the list. You know that? You can't touch the holes in your body.
You can't go like...
Right? Dr. God, never touch anybody else's holes either. Like, fine. I just wanted to say that. Let's go back to it. Okay, this one. Wait. When you put on tzitzis, you have to have the kavanah that I want to remember all of the mitzvahs.
That's
on the list. Okay. And by the way, if you didn't do it this morning, you could do it now because you're wearing tzitzis. By the way, if you're not wearing tzitzis, go put on. Okay? That one's on the list. Next,
what
this one.
You put on this one?
No, don't say another bracha. Don't say another bracha. What? Have kavana that I remember all the mitzvahs.
When you're making the bracha?
I'm putting it on.
What do you mean
when
I remember? What does remember?
I want these sitters, their purpose is to remind me of doing the avdus of Hashem, the constant avodah of Hashem. Okay, next. You're not allowed to joke around in tefillin. Is it Isser Deraisa? Shai Gzari says. Now, I know most people know that it has a chadas, you have to be thinking about your tefillin. That's not the Iker Adin. The Iker Adin is that you're not allowed to make a joke in tefillin, and it's an Isser Gummer. Like the late son, it's whatever joke. Who didn't know it?
We don't all live it on.
By the way, I like you more this year if you don't know it, right?
We're all hiding some.
This is the hardest thing, me, you know, the tefillin come off the second, you know, during Aleinu already, it feels like, you know, they're right. The hardest thing by me was this thing with the tefillin, right? You know, but I'm right that no one knows that, right? Because people know Hesach Hadas and they think it means that, like, I have to think about my tefillin and whatever, right? No, Hesach Hadas means you're being the sea of the das from the tefillin. But Pesach Hadas also, no, people know. But I think they know it wrong. They think, like, you're supposed to be thinking about the tefillin. It's not the part. How do I think about the tefillin? But the point is, you can't do fakert from the tefillin, right?
We're making, like, faces or...
What?
We're, like, making funny faces or something.
Making funny faces should be stopped during the daytime.
Like, what did you know?
Come on,
Rabbi, what if
you know the guy to say, like, creepy? It's like a creepy person to say the word creepy. You know what I mean? I can't explain it. You know?
What if you're not making a joke, like, outright? It's like you guys thought, it's like you look at him and he looks at you and you just, like, understand it's funny.
That's the worst, man. You like what we're doing right now? No joking during tefillin. No.
What if you do?
What?
What if you do?
Get at him.
You should know.
He's asking Gevaldik Akasha, which the Acharonim talk about. It could be once you're a Mesiach Das from the Tefillin, so now you need another bracha, because the bracha only goes until you Kivyochel took them off. Now we don't hold you make another bracha. But it's a big shiloh why you don't have to make another bracha. But I prefer my answer.
Hold yourself.
Now, this one I'm going to have for sure. Not that you're going to say, you have to wash your hands before every tefillah.
Yes.
Everyone knows that? Oh, you mean people just don't do it?
Yeah.
Halacha. Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tzadi Beis. We're getting deeper. You should know. You should know. You're not mechuyev to use a cop. It's a mile to use a cop. You don't have to use a cop. You know that guy he's on there? He's like throwing up, you know, a bucket, right? You know? You should know, this morning, the reason I thought of this one got added to the list. The reason I thought of this morning is because in Ramat Shlomo, there was something happened with the water in Yerushalayim. There was like popped up water main or something, and Yerushalayim didn't have water. Ramat Shlomo didn't have water, so the Kehanim came to me and asked me if they allowed to duchen because they didn't have water. The Mishabura Paskin said if you wash Netil Sidayim in the morning, right, before, you can be saying, oh, you're a Kayan Taka. You'd be saying, because since during davening, you probably didn't touch anything, right? If he's touching things during davening, you've got bigger problems. In general, be careful what you're touching. Sorry?
If you want to be semi-chalim, you have to
vada.
If you want to be semi-chalim, I think you have to vada. I know you
do. That's only if you have water. When you don't have water, we're making the other. I am the Mishabru and Sinikuf and Chesed cutting your test. I am Chum, my friend.
Rabbi, you have to do three or one.
We're going
to have to do
three
or one.
So again, in Lichat Chila, you just have to wash. Bidi Yavi, you just have to wash your hands before davening. You know, L'chatchila with a kais, right? L'chatchila, you know, kinara at the place, you know what I mean? But like, you know, you get my point, just wash your hands before davening, right? Okay, next. Okay, this one I'm going to get you on for sure. This is, give me a Mishabur, you're not going to believe me on this one. Give me a Mishabur, like Allah. This is the first halacha. The first halacha? There's no one that argues on this halacha, and I don't think anybody in the world knows this halacha. This is the one. Mishabur, like Allah.
Right. So suspenseful.
Wash
your hand before davening, just like putting your hand in once or like.
That's enough. Unless you pick your nose.
Could you do like the, what's it called?
You shouldn't pick your nose.
You can do your whole hand or you can just do a little a wipe.
You do like my vagina?
You know those chavre that they go over to the sink, right? Listen, it's the first halacha that no one knows. This is the name of Furish Halacha. I did not make this up, right?
Keep what you said,
okay? And then I'll see that. Mismor Lasaida, oh, this is only going to work. In Pesukei de Zimra, when you don't skip, there's something called Mizmor L'Soida. I'm sorry, let's start over. You have to say Mizmor L'Soida. Mizmor L'Soida. No, you ready for this? Yesh L'Oimra B'Negina. You have to sing it. Shekola Shiris Asa Levatel Chutz Min Mizmor L'Soida. Who knew that? You knew it?
I knew it, but I knew it.
Wait. Who didn't know it? Deeper. I'm the guy that helps, by the way. Wait. Who didn't know it? I'm right. This is on the list. You knew it. Okay, wait. You're the only one that knows it.
I know.
You, what?
Sing it.
Wait.
Sing
what's
it.
The niggin?
Sing it.
What's the niggin? What's the niggin?
It's sixth grade, my Rebbe taught us the niggin.
Yes, he knows the niggin from Domina Mella? What is it? Okay, Sha. Solo.
I'm not doing it.
Is everybody not singing Sha solo?
I can't sing even that.
I feel you should do it. I feel you should do it.
Tell us.
Alright, whoever. Who's the Baal Menagin over here? Who's the Baal Menagin?
What?
Who's the Baal Menagin? You're a Baal Menagin?
The
plunge
right there.
We're getting the I told you about the tachik. We discussed this, right? Listen, you're making up a niggin the center's niggin. Okay? You're making up a yeshiva, a deris, a toyer's niggin. Right? And I will, and I'll sing it. That'll be my niggin in Mizmor L'Soida. Right? Rabbi Center, Rosh Yeshiva. This is Mefurish Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. Mizmor L'Soida. Yesh l'oimra b'negino. Yeah, what's the niggin? What is it? Now, so we all voted that the Rosh Yeshiva's son should sing the niggin. Because he was the only one here that knew this halacha. What's the niggin? You know the niggin? Fine. So you're making a niggin and we're all going to say, yes, we're out. Okay? Yes. Do I have to kick someone out or no?
Sure, absolutely. I will be a first.
Go work on the nigga. Okay, next. Next halacha that nobody knows about.
We should sing it every day.
I agree. No, first of all, there's a halacha you have to say Mizmor L'Soida. Okay? Now let's start up. There's a halacha you have to down chocolate. There's a halacha you have to say Mizmor L'Soida. There's a halacha. Okay, next. Now this one, listen carefully. You know what you're saying. No, that one I knew, but listen, okay? Here. Well, let me read it inside because you won't trust me. Sarich lekavin b'pasik poseach es yadechas. You can say I knew that, right? Parnasa comes from Shemayim. Poseach es yadecha. You have to have kavana and poseach es yadecha. Ve'im lo yikiven sarich lachzor v'loimrei pamacheres. Who didn't know it?
Oh,
you have to say it again. You have to say if you are the pasik poseach es yadecha. Parnasa comes from Shemayim.
Here for a week.
What?
What? I'm here for a week.
You're here?
I'm going to be here for a week.
That's singing Mizmor L'Soida. You with me? That one you knew?
No.
That you have to have kavana, pesach, yedecha. That parnasa comes from Shemayim. And if you didn't have kavana, you have to say it again.
I know you have to.
That parnasa comes from Shemayim?
You thought you could. You know you have to say. That's on the list?
Rabbi,
on the list or not?
Yeah.
I think it's on the list. I think it's on the list. But the truth is, it's a dictatorship. And I hope it's on the list. Anti-Semites. Okay. What? Yeah, but they don't say go back. They just say have kafana. They say go back.
It says
is that in the article?
No, the article.
Rabbi, is this specifically Parnassa? Is this specifically Parnassa?
Says open up your hand. It must be everybody.
That's just Parnassa? Is Parnassa included in everything?
Maybe he's saying it's even by health.
Everything you have. Everything.
Let's just get any kavana. You know? Next. I have 20 more. No one talk. Okay? Now, it says in the Mishnah Berurah, you're going to hate me for this one. It's a school to get married because nobody wants to do this. You're supposed to take your tzitzis and you're supposed to hold it by with your little, between this finger and this finger, the pinky one. Thank goodness it's not the middle one, but it's over there. You're supposed to take it like this. Hold it. Like this. With your left hand, right, like this. Put it on your heart. That's how you're supposed to hold your tzitzis. During Shema. During Shema. No, the whole day, yes. Yes. The whole entire day. The whole day. Yes. Yeah. The rest of us, during Shema. You're supposed to hold your tzitzit. What?
Why on the heart?
Because it shows chavivus. It shows chavivus. Right? Until you get a talus, this is not such a Shema. Then the Mishabura brings, the Shulchan Aruch brings, that you're supposed to put the tzitzis on your eyes, or isim oisai. Everyone knows about kissing, and that's all shy. And the Mishabura, the Shulchan Aruch brings, you're supposed to put it on your eyes, at isim oisai, and
on your eyes, I thought you
put it over your eyes, like over your eyes. Who knew this?
Why didn't you put them into your pinky?
That's a big problem. I can explain it to you, but I have to turn it
rub it in there. Slash your cornea. Since if you do it, you never go blind. Isn't there a halacha that says you don't go blind?
But, like, yeah, if you do it, you won't go blind. If you do it, you won't go blind.
I always thought it was the
tizzes group people. What? Tizzes group people? I always thought that was for them.
Which thing? Which thing?
Tizguru.
Oh, Tizguru.
Tizguru.
He's related to the Shmang. you know the story, right? You know the story. There was a brisker fellow sitting by the Chzainish, right? Shema Mamish, you know. So the Chzainish went over to him. Afterward, he went over to the Chzainish. They told the Chazanish, you know, it says that a person says Shema slowly, so they're mitzan in Gehenim. They cool down Gehenim. We spoke more about Gehenim today. They cool down the Gehenim. They cool down the Gehenim. So the Chazanish stood up for a second and said, yeah, but you could freeze. Right. Okay, you have to have Kavan and Shema, that you all know. You have to have Kavan and Shema.
For what?
That you know, it's not on the list.
What's the Kavan?
Yeah, so what's the Kavan? What's the Kavan? Shema Yisrael. Everyone thinks he's talking to some other Jew. Yosha himself says, you, Jew, you, right? You, Shema Yisrael, Hetzachai. Hashem, very simple Kavana. We'll go with Rashi's Pshat. There's a million Shah. Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem is the one that always was, always will be. Hashem Elokeinu, right? The boss, Hashem Elokeinu, who we know now is the Helikah Bashefer and is responsible for everything. Hashem Echad. One day everyone will know, right? And I will do his Ratzin. That's it. Okay. Next. But you have to know that. You don't have to. Right. Next. During the first paragraph of Shema, nothing. You're not allowed to do anything except for, you're allowed to say Shema, but you're not allowed to do anything. You're not allowed to be miramis to someone. You're not allowed to anything. Nothing during the first paragraph of Shema. Who knew that? It's on the list or no? You knew that, right? Oh, you mean people know it, they just don't do it? Because okay. I see people do it. Even tzedakah, the poskim say is better in the first paragraph not to give. What I do is I just keep.
You're allowed to stand.
I keep the shekels on the table. On the stand, I put like a half a shekel, right? The problem is when that guy comes in.
So, Rabbi, you shouldn't stand.
What happened? I heard the halacha, but what happened? The guy, the person was discussing when are you allowed to stand up for. If you have to stand up for some reason.
Charge Shema?
Yeah.
So, it's best to wait till the second paragraph.
Rabbi, you shouldn't stand for Kedusha?
Sorry? No, so Kedusha has different rules. If there'll be. How's that Nageya?
Your friend.
Huh? Your friend, come here and ask the Shia.
You want to come on?
Oh, you mean you're so davening a very slow Shema? Right?
He's a brisker.
He's an evil brisker. So then that's different. You're allowed to say Kaddish and Baruch Kavod. Kaddish without, you know, the Masa Baruch Yemeir and all that. I'm meant to Kaddish, I'm meant to Shema Tefillah, and you're allowed to say Baruch Hashem and Baruch Lo Yilam Vod. Right, those are the things you want to say. And Amen, and Amen Yehoshua Rabbah, you're also allowed to say. Right?
You can say anything.
Next. Backing up from Shemini Esrei. Does everybody know that's the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch? The first halacha in Shulchan Aruch, no one in the world argues on this. How are you supposed to back up from Shemini Esrei? Right? But the first thing is you bow. That's the first thing. I mean, you see Chevra, they're walking back from Shemini Esrei. Oh, by the way, you know you're supposed to put your feet together when you daven Shemini Esrei? Now, I know people, they come to daven Shemini Esrei. You see them, right? They go like this, right? What are you talking about? When we were kids, we all went like this, right? And then all of a sudden, you see, like, you get a little older. You know? That's double. You're supposed to. Should I do it? Should I show you what I can do? You know, I can put this leg, you know, I can do over it. You know this? I'm also double jointed. You know these things about me? You know? I also have noises. You're supposed to go like this. You're supposed to, when you back up from Shemini Esrei, do you know this? You guys know this or no? You're supposed to bow. First, that's one halacha. Yeah. Does everybody know that? From first halacha, Shulchan Aruch, Simi Kuf Lam Tov Gimel. Yes, you knew that? No?
He's basically in China.
Okay, first thing is you bow. You get to the Ratzin in my feet. You said your name. Samech Nefesh Avdecha Kedecha Adonai Nafshi. Yes, that's fine. Then you go down. Right? Now you slowly, calm. You bow. Right? And not, oh, you say Shalom. Calmly. Now you take three steps back, first the left foot, right? Then this foot like this here, okay? While you're bowing, this is very hard. We might have people falling over tomorrow, right? I know it's very hard. While you're bowing, so these will be my feet, okay? You take this foot, not like over there, this foot right there, left foot to the tip over there, right foot back there, that's the hard one, because you have to go all the way there, right? And then this one here, that's it, right? Sometimes you see that guy, right? From where you are, you know, like this. Now you bow, like this. Now you start, wait. Oh, this is going to be so hard for you guys because I'm facing this way, right? So it's first to your left, and you say, while you're bowing, you say, shalom, bring my mouth. Then you, this is the hard one, you go all the way to your right. Who yasa shalom aleinu. The alcohol is in the middle, while you're bowing, okay? You can hold on if it's fine. The alcohol is in one main. Then you say, you rots in about a base of mikdash, right? Give me my chay looking taira, right? And then, you have to wait. L'chadchili, you're supposed to wait till Kedusha. By Meirev, L'chadchili, you're supposed to wait till Kaddish. If not, Epis, you have to wait something. And then you go back. The jumping thing, it doesn't say. I do the jumping thing because that's what my father does. So I do the jumping thing, you know. I do the jumping thing. Finish, right? You know. Okay. Should I tell you where I think the jumping thing comes from? I think it's what you're really supposed to be doing is you're supposed to not be going back until Kedusha. So Mela and in the Haim they didn't say Nikadish. Meaning, no, in the Haim they did, but in the Yekish world, in the Ashkenazi world, they didn't say Nikadish. That was said by the Chazan. So you came back and you went right there, Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. That's probably where it comes from. I need my chelik in Torah, and that's what it is. Okay, who knew that one? Is that on the list or no? Who knew that? The whole thing from the bowing all the way?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You heard it from me? Okay. In the davening this morning, you said, I need a sitter. You said, this one, I think I got you guys on this one. I think you got. I got you on this one. I think I have you on this one. Here. Here, in the davening this morning, you said milafnei adoin chuli oretz milafnei eloi eloi ka aha or ha. Be honest, who this morning said eloi ha Yaakov? Everyone knows to say eloi ah Yaakov.
Never.
What? I didn't know when I was your age, right? Milfnei Adoi, the word Eloi Ka, when it has the hey and a dot, you read Milfnei Adoi Chuli Oretz Milfnei Eloi Ha Yakoi. That's how I said it when I was your age. I was wrong, right? I was wrong. It's Milfnei Adoi Chuli Oretz Milfnei Eloi A. A hey with a dot is an A. You knew that? No, I didn't know that. Nobody knew that. What? You knew that? There's always that like dik-duk guy that knew it. You know?
Yeah, I knew it.
You know it? You know? It's on the list. It's definitely on the list. It's definitely on the list. You should know. I'm not a raya. I used to daven in the Sikh Svai. I used to say, Ki atash met filos, kol, who davens like me? Ki atash met filos, kol, wa. So I used to say, fe. Right? So when I was bar mitzvah, so I went to daven for the Amid, and I said, Ki atash met filas kol, and I said, fe. Right? So my brother went over and gave me a whack in the back of the head. Right? So after he told me, it's not Ki atash met filas kol, fe. It's Ki atash met filas kol, pe. Right? So I thought the pshat is like this, that Kosh Baruch Hu, he listens even to a fe. You know, like, yeah, the Shabbat meal is called fat. Even a fat could have sparkled this. That's what I thought. But I was wrong. Okay, I can find it. Let's go back. Now, should I tell you another one that I never knew? But this one, you're not going to have my problem. In the Malshinim, I always used to say, Sa'akas Shaber. I used to say Sigamer. Who is with me and says Sigamer? I used to say Sigamer until I heard a Maisa with the Satmar Rebbe. It's really Samager. Okay, is anybody like me? You say Sigamer? So, how did I know I was wrong? A few years ago, I heard a story with Satmar Rebbe. There was a bachur that was, you know, go off, right? He was leaving Satmar, he was joining Bells. He was going to go off, right? And he's hanging out, bad chevra, don't ask. So they brought him into the Satmar Rebbe. So Satmar Rebbe, he said to him, He said to him, like, he was hanging out. Some Rebbe said to him, he says, you know, you say davening every day, Sa'aker, Sa'shaber, Sa'mager. Now, when I heard the story, I was like, huh? I don't say Tamag. So he said, so some Rebbe said, what's Sa'mager? What does it mean? What does it mean? So the Bacher, Chveisnisht. So some Rebbe said, I also don't know. But if he's hanging out with Sa'aker and Sa'shaber and Sa'shpilim and Sa'chmirim, that's probably not such a good thing. Right? So that's, I'm supposed to say Sa'mager. Okay. Next. You're not allowed to talk. It's a din shulchan aruch mamish. Mamish. No one argues on this. You're not allowed to talk bein aliyah la'aliyah in Kriyas HaTorah. Does anybody know that? Most people think you're allowed to talk. It's just like, you know, it's better not to talk or whatever, right? You're not allowed to talk. That's a mefirish halacha in shulchan aruch. What?
But you can't talk the whole time.
Even
in other words, even during... No, I'm sorry. During the Kriya Sattar itself, you're not allowed to talk. From?
That's not enough. Through the whole
Kriya Sattar,
you can't
talk. During
the week. Yeah, 100%. No, but the Chiddush is Bein Aliyah Lali, during the Aliyahs. Oh, I mean, everyone, who knew it? I mean, people just don't listen, but what?
I didn't know that specific thing.
Mishberach, you're allowed to say Amen. For Mekel, you can say Amen to the Mishberach.
Very relaxed.
Next. Okay, five quick ones and then I'll let you go. Okay, you want the coolest. Coolest? All right, so give me I'll do the coolest first. Okay, 1 second. No, you're not allowed to talk from when they open the Torah up, straight through, even bein aliyahs, even between the aliyahs, even at the point after the bracha. Right? That's the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch.
What? You're supposed to leave.
Sorry?
You're not supposed to leave.
You're not supposed to leave. Then Bein Aliyah will be makel to leave if you have no choice. You're not supposed to leave when it's open. When the Sefer is open, you're not supposed to leave. Right? But once it's closed, so then B'di'evit, if you have no choice, you're allowed to leave. B'di'evit, that's not the deal. But to talk, you're never allowed to talk. What?
Can you learn in between
Aliyahs? So learning between Aliyahs, we're makel, and even that's a fight, but we are makel. But even that's a fight. So even
people
that's a fight.
During
what?
People in during Aliyahs.
During the Aliyah? He's probably doing Shtai Mikr. Shtai Mikr, you're allowed to do.
No, they're not.
No, they are. They are.
So I'm learning tomorrow.
People learn when Chazar shut.
It's his friend. Next. Coolest. Okay. No, one sec. Before Kula, it's a mefurish halacha in Shulchan Aruch that before Shabbos, you have to be besimcha waiting for Shabbos. It's hard to do that when you're in a bed. No, it's a lach and shulchan aruch. You have to be waiting for Shabbos, besimcha, it's a mefurish shulchan aruch. No one argues on that. No one ever did. Nobody ever should. Nobody ever could.
Right? How long before Shabbos?
So, I don't know if you have to start now, but it means right at the knesset of Shabbos. Like, you know, like right before Shabbos. Okay, so if you daven kabbal Shabbos beforehand, whatever. Right? But it has to be waiting for Shabbos, simcha. What? We're making old Wednesday. No, but it means right before Shabbos. Right before Shabbos. Okay, coolest. Coolest. One is that people think when there's candles on a table, you're not allowed to move the table. Now, it depends. If on the table there was something more chashiv at Ben Hashmashes, let's say there was bread on the table, okay, at Ben Hashmashes, then you're allowed to move the table with the candles even when the candles are lit. I think most people don't know that you're allowed to move the table when it's lit. You know when it's lit?
Lit the last
year. On Shabbos, when the candles are lit, and there was something. Hey, if the table only had the candles, then you can't. But let's say on the table, when Shabbos started, was a siddur, right? Or on the table was a challah or something like that. So now, the challah is considered more because the challah is mitzvah deraisa.
So that means you can't move
the siddur. Wait, so now, what? Exactly. That's even a shaila. It could be that once it was on at Ben Hashmashes, it could be we're even makel on that. Huh. Right? But the point is, people think that you're only now allowed to do it when the candle goes out. That's not true. If you're doing it carefully, you're allowed to do it when the candle's on. Who knew that? No, you know who didn't know it? It's on the list? It's on the list. Oh, I never knew you weren't allowed to move candles in the first place, right? Yeah, that's not fair, right? You're allowed to touch muksa. Who knows that?
I knew that. You're allowed to touch a car.
You're allowed to touch a car, but if it moves, you're not allowed.
Yeah, you can't drive.
Who didn't know you're allowed to touch muksa? You are allowed to touch muksa. Yeah, you're allowed. What? Yeah, you're not allowed to move muksa. Yes, allowed to touch muksa. What? That's called tilt of the mixes, and that's a problem. So if you let's say you press down on the car, right, then that could be a problem. But if you're doing it, the tzarich makoyma, it could be. It's But
he's just touching.
You know that Nimrod had a beged, the big day chamudas. I saw as a medrash. The medrash says it had animals on it. He would press them. This is the original smartphone. He had animals that he would press. He would press them, and then they would run out and eat you. Right? It was the coolest thing ever. Right?
Awesome.
He would press you. Right? Okay, quickly. What time? All right.
Animal control, anything.
All right, we'll do it next week. Chavez. Oh, you got it.